USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
To heal, we must remember. It's important to do that as a nation. We must also act, though, not just remember.
President Joe Biden, while outlining what his administration will be doing to confront the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, Biden also signing several executive orders regarding COVID-19. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still won't say when she'll send the impeachment article to the Senate. The California Democrat also asked during her weekly press conference if impeachment is a way to bring unity to the country.
The fact is, the President of the United States committed an act of incitement of insurrection. I don't think it's very unifying to say, oh, let's just forget it and move on. That's not how you unify. Joe Biden said it beautifully. If you're going to unite, you must remember.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than obviously 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
We have a winner. The history-making run of the Powerball jackpot came to an end Wednesday night with one winning ticket sold in Maryland. The $730 million prize was the fourth largest in the game's history and the sixth largest in the United States lottery history. The Mega Millions jackpot is a projected $970 million. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Last week, then-President-elect Joe Biden introduced a $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. Now, President Joe Biden would like that plan passed in the first 100 days of his presidency. The plan includes $20 billion for a national vaccination program, $1,400 stimulus checks, and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Regarding Joe Biden's economic policy, former Reagan economist Art Laffer tells Fox Business,
I thought Clinton was a great president and good on economics, and I thought he was terrific and still do. I think Biden has the potential of being as good as Clinton. Yeah, Biden has been in the Senate a long time. He gets along really well with the Republicans in the Senate. He's done well. He's been moderate. You know that Joe Biden voted for the 86 Tax Act and touted its attributes really highly. So Biden, I don't think, has a chip on his shoulder. And I think he can do a great job.
President Joe Biden fired an independent federal labor regulator within hours of taking office on Wednesday in an unprecedented move that was cheered by labor unions. Within minutes of his inauguration, Biden threatened to fire National Labor Relations Board General Counsel Peter Robb if he did not voluntarily resign from his position as the top prosecutor at the agency. Robb, whose four-year term was set to expire in November, rebuked Biden's demand. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.